League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's a Football Friday with the Boss.
And the Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
All right, we now have a chance to go out to the Progressive Insurance Guest Line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. And joining us is Charlie Epps. He's the host of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. It airs Saturday mornings, 9 to 10 Eastern, here on the Sports Map Radio Network. It's sponsored by Insperity. Charlie, welcome onto the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Well, good morning, and David, nice to talk with you.
Yeah, usually I see you roaming the halls. It's great to have you on air.
And that's obviously,
let's begin with the big news this week, the sad news of Tiger Woods' accident. What was your reaction? And also, what was the reaction of the golf community? The golfing community really seemed to rally around the person and support him. But I'd love to get your perspective on what happened this week.
Well, Tiger Woods has transformed himself into an icon worldwide. And it's all because of his winning. But now in the later years, his personality has come out. He's fought back from embarrassing situations. He's fought back from injuries, five back operations. And so the public has taken a different look at this great champion. And if you recall, when he won the Players' Championship and the crowd broke loose behind him walking down the 18th hole there in Atlanta, it was a scene that we'd never seen in golf before. And it was everybody that just wants to touch the guy, to be involved. He's such a champion that people love him now. And all the kids, a lot of the guys that are playing are because of Tiger now. The generations have been gone so long that he has the attention of everybody. The gentleman that won the last tournament in L.A. and Homa gave Tiger Woods gave him the trophy, and it's just an incredible scene. And whether it's Michael Jordan or Muhammad Ali, it's Tiger. He's incredible.
We're talking to Charlie Epps, host of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network. Okay, he's had back surgeries, ACL issue, and now the injuries from this accident. What are the possibilities of Tiger returning to form?
Well, if you look at Alex Smith.
Yeah, great example.
The great comeback that he did because of that leg and infection and there's been, Ben Hogan came back from a horrific accident. You can never underestimate Tiger. I mean, Rudy Tomjanovich, when the Rockets won the championship of the NBA, he was going to say, you can never doubt the heart of a champion. And Tiger Woods he's gone through everything, the ups and downs of winning and losing and family issues. I can't say that he can't come back. He could do it.
Well, and Charlie, you bring up a good point with Ben Hogan's accident in 1949, where he basically sacrificed his own health to save his wife. And he was age 36. He came back to win six more majors and 13 PGA titles. So let's hope. You're right. Tiger is a winner, and he's a overcomer. And hopefully that will be the case here, which would be great. Let me ask you, Charlie, switching gears a little bit about Jordan Spieth. You know, he went from the top of the golf world, you know, early on in his career, and seems to never have fully recovered from that Masters collapse. Do you think he's going to get back to his form at the beginning of his career? Do you think he looks like he's playing a lot better lately? He's been in contention. Do you see this happening, and do you see it happening anytime soon?
Well, what he did early on in his career, those 5 years, to win three majors before the age of 23 or whatever, will probably never be duplicated again. And he had a magic run that was incredible. But just like in all sports, you know, whether it's baseball or, you know, you lose that touch. And, you know, the sun shines on you for so long. And that run that he had was just an incredible feat. I don't think that will ever happen again. I think Tiger will always be an issue in golf. Can he win another major? Sure he can. Can he dominate the number one in the world? You know, I'm not sure. I mean, because life as it goes on, and you track athletes' careers, and they go through the selfishness of being an athlete. It's all about you, and then you become a husband and a father and a businessman. The life gets so much more complicated. So that might be a longer answer than you wanted, but
no, I love it.
You know, he's fighting like a champion that he is, and he's got things in perspective. I got to know him as a young boy, 12 years old, and I'm around a lot of talented kids. But, you know, Jordan was just one of these special kids that she thinks in an adult way when he's 12 years old. And his family family unit is so, so great. His mom and dad, you know, he's not named Jordan for a reason. You know, he's named after Michael Jordan. And is that way. And they have a daughter with special needs. And that keeps him grounded, and it keeps, you know, life is so, so difficult, complicated. And but I think Jordan will win another major.
I hope so. He's exciting to watch, and people love to root for him. Speaking of rooting for people, what do you think about the rumors that Phil Mickelson might get hired by CBS to be a golf commentator in the booth? You think he'd be good?
Oh, he is, you know, he has a way of talking. He's not afraid to say some things.
Right.
He's going to say a few things that aren't politically correct. But I can't believe that they can corral him in a studio to sit there and talk golf. He still has so much golf ahead of him. He still wants to play. He still wants to travel. You know, when you become a commentator, to me, it's okay. I don't want to play any more golf, like a Nick Faldo. But I think Phil is still full of a lot of great golf, and so he'd be great at it. But I'm not sure he will do it.
We're talking to Charlie Epps. He's the host of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Saturday mornings, you can hear from 9 to 10 Eastern. Charlie, one last question. Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods, the GOAT? I mean, when Tiger was in the hospital, there were all these tweets coming out that Tiger was the GOAT. But I know you've seen over your career a broad swath of great golf. Who's your pick? Got you on that one, didn't I? Yes.
You know, if you take golfers, they have about a 10-year shelf life. And Jack has been at it, you know, he's 83 and still out there playing. During his time at number one, he did incredible things. His record is second to none. Tiger's is not quite as good as Jack's, but there's always, you know, who is the best pitcher in baseball? Who is, you know, it's hard to compare. They're all great, greats. And, you know, right now the public that have lived the Tiger life, he's number one. And, you know, and I got to say he's number one, but so was Nicklaus. So was Hogan. You know, Hogan's record was incredible. That's a good question, sitting and having a drink at a bar.
Yes, we'll have to do that sometime. But we think you're number one, Charlie, and everyone, you can catch him Saturday mornings, 9 to 10 Eastern on the Sports Map Radio Network. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Oh, thank you all, and appreciate you talking golf.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.